This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。我是 Helen， 和我在一起的还有我的同事 Neil。
Hello, everyone.
Neil, guess who I met yesterday?
No idea. Anyone I know?
The name is Jonathan Kendall.He said you guys worked together a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, we did. Gosh, it must have been nearly 15 years ago, if my memory's right.
Wow, that is a long time ago.
So, what's he doing now?
He works at Radio Melody. He's now the station manager.
Is he still there? Wow, he really is part of the furniture.
What do you mean he's part of the furniture? 说某人是家具的一部分。这好像不太礼貌吧。That doesn't sound very polite.
Oh, I don't mean it literally. It's an expression we use to describe someone or something that's been in the same place for a very long time. You almost think they'll be there forever.
Right, I've got it. 说某人是家具的一部分，实际意思是常客或长期没有变动的人，犹如家里或办公室常年摆设的家具一样，固定不变，大家都习以为常了。好，让我们来听几个例句吧。
John has been the school caretaker for nearly 20 years. He's become part of the furniture. We come here so often, it's almost as if we are part of the furniture. She's had a seat in Parliament for over 50 years. She's part of the furniture in the House of Commons.
So, how long have you been at the BBC?
Oh, I've lost count. Let me see. I left school at 18, did an apprenticeship for 2 years, and then I joined the BBC in... Ooh, 1995.
That's 20 years, my goodness. So you are part of the furniture at the BBC.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Where have all the years gone?
And will you be here for the next 20 years?
Who knows? Let's wait and see.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.